It's 7 minutes now after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. Today on Kaleidoscope, it's Chamber Day. We're talking with Beth Scrivens from the Wyndham Area Chamber. How are you?
I'm doing great, Steve.
We appreciate you taking time. You're a busy lady. You got a lot of things going on.
We have a lot going on, but we made it through the crazy month of December with all the excitement taking place with the chamber. It was a lot of fun. The elves were out and about, the lighting contests.
There was a lot happening.
It was a busy month.
Yes, for sure. But you guys, you don't get to rest. You just turn around and now we start looking ahead to 2026.
Yeah, it's time to start planning the new year, and our first big event is going to be coming up shortly. So it's the Farm and Home Show that will be on March 7th at the Wyndham High School once again. So it is time to start kicking off the planning for that. There will be a planning meeting this Friday at the chamber office at 11 o'clock. So we are looking for anybody that would like to be on the board with us to bring some new exciting ideas to the Farm and Home Show. It's always great to have additional people with us.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's not a lot of work if there's a lot of hands.
Right. Many hands make light work.
There you go. You should write that.
Yeah, that's a good quote, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's coming up on March 7th, which means the planning is kind of already starting, but we need volunteers.
Yes, we need volunteers to be there to help set up, the drapes and the poles and the tables and, help bring the businesses to their spot, bring ideas in. We always need a little help.
Absolutely. So, how many people are on the committee? There's only half a dozen or something,
isn't
there? Yeah,
just a little over a handful. Some of them have been on for a long time. They come with a lot of knowledge of years past. I found out this will be the 42nd Farm and Home Show.
Wow. Okay.
So it's been in town for quite a while. I called the zoo man, which I was thinking he's been at the Farm and Home Show a long time since I've been to town. He said it would be his 33rd year at the Wyndham Farm Show.
Okay. That's one of the things about the show is it seems like all the old favorites are there, but there's always something new and a little bit different, too.
Yep.
I know last year's show was a great show. There were a lot of people there, too. So for businesses, is it a little early for businesses to be signing up or reserving their spot?
We will be sending out emails in the next couple of weeks with the information for you to sign up. If you're a new business in the area, reach out to the chamber. We'd love to give you the information that you need and bring you in so you can get out and promote your business.
And it's a great event. It typically runs most of the day on Saturday.
It starts at 8:30. It usually is done around 1:30, 2 o'clock. It just kind of depends how the crowd goes.
Sure. Yeah, and there's always food, there's seminars, there's a lot of exciting things, and a lot of things for kids.
There is a lot of things for kids. We usually get the FFA there with animals, or they've done bake sales and crafts for the kids. We've had the library there with story time in the past. The robotics team likes to demonstrate. So we're going to be reaching out to all those favorites again to see if they would be part of our show once again this year.
And if you're listening to this and you're going, well, yeah, but how come these guys aren't ever there? You need to come to the meeting Friday and suggest it.
Yes, that would be great. Or if you have a fun idea that maybe you've seen at another town's Farm and Home Show, give us a call. Let us know. We will take a look at it to see what, it would take to bring it to ours as well.
Sure. And maybe you're the one that does it.
That would be great if you're the one that does it.
Absolutely. So it is coming up. It's March 7th, right?
March 7th, okay. Saturday. Yep. At
and
the Wyndham
at the
High School. Yep.
Okay. So we'll be watching for details. And again, the meeting is this Friday.
The meeting is this Friday at the Wyndham Chamber office, 11 o'clock. We'll have some Godfather's pizza if that entices you to get there. So we'd love to hear your ideas.
Very good. All right, Beth. That is the priority right now. Are there other things that we need to be mentioning today?
This is our main focus to get it off and running to, you know, be a good show for the year. So we need to really get involved in this right now.
Kick it off. Kick off 2026 big.
Right.
All right. Well, Beth, and again, stop by the chamber if you want more information. Poke your head in, and the meeting is Friday.
Meeting is Friday, 11 o'clock.
Very good. Anything else we need to say today?
That's all I got today. All
right, that is perfect. It's coming up. It's number one, it's a sign of a new year. Number two, it's a sign of spring. So there's lots of reasons to be excited about the Farm and Home Show.
It's always a great time out.
Very good. Beth, thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
All right. Beth Scrivens with the Windham Chamber, the Farm and Home Show, coming up March 7th. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.